This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are on Joy 94.9. That is me and all of you, and also hopefully Nick and Paul from Ready Vet Go. Are you there, gents?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. I'm a little bit nervous about the phone always. Thank you for joining us on Joy Wednesday Drive. We are going to chat pets, of course, but today it's all about human care has got more and more complicated with heart doctors, skin clinics, cancer teams, brain specialists, many, many things, and vet care has become more complicated too. Can you tell us more, please?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things that people are surprised about when we go to consult with them in their home or whether it's whatever health conditions happening at the time, sometimes people are surprised that they're actual specialists now in the veterinary world.
So what are some examples?
Yeah, so we have, along the same lines as humans, we have cardiologists now, have neurologists, neurosurgeons even, performing surgeries, which is great. And it's something that we really want to promote people to learn about because it's something that can help people process specific types of diseases or help prolong the life of their pets.
Yeah, and they don't have to do everything, but they should be informed and know who they can talk to and what the options are and the costs, of course.
Yeah, and it certainly does come with a cost. It's it's unfortunate that we don't have Medicare. We talk about this quite often. We wish we did have Medicare, but
you'd like petty care.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, it is something that has been thrown around in Parliament, which is great.
Oh, really?
People to pay for it, yes.
Wow. So how can people sort of learn more about some of these things?
Yeah, I think the first place that we would say to start is to speaking with your general practice vet, your primary care vet. Not every pet's going to need specialist or emergency care. That's our hope. Mm-hmm. But we think it's a good idea for people to have an understanding of what's out there if they're ever in that situation. We ourselves, Nick and I, had a cat who last year, unfortunately, passed away from cancer. And he very unexpectedly became unwell. Had we not been in the industry, we wouldn't have known that there were oncologists and specialists that helped to prolong his life and get him on treatment to keep him happy and healthy and have a good quality of life while he was unwell.
Yep.
We're also to know that exists.
Right. Our pets have over a generation changed from being, animals that were outside that we sort of didn't see to part of our family. And for many of us, including my husband and I, they're our children. And so it's a very different thing to what it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things that is heartbreaking with what we do in our service, being an emergency service, we go to people who, have these presentations that are unexpected. So let's say they're having a cardiac event. And a lot of the time their initial reaction is that, this is an end of life situation. And when we tell them, no, we can actually refer you to a cardiologist or get you into hospital, get you over this hump and then have you in with a specialist. That is something that is, it's life changing for them.
Mm-hmm. I see there's even pet ambulance, which most of us wouldn't be aware of. Things have changed.
Yeah, and that's a specialty that we have. So that's what Ready Vet Go is, where Paul and I have been involved with vet transports, where people have been critically pets have been critically unwell, or where they otherwise wouldn't have survived, and they just did that care in between.
Yeah,
right.
So we've essentially created a new branch in the vet world, sort of a veterinary paramedic service.
Oh, wow.
I've created a human-grade ambulance, but for animals, because I personally had seen animals who had needed just that little bit of oxygen or fluid support or whatever that critical care support that we would expect for ourselves. We can provide that now through ReadyVetGo to help make sure that those pets get from A to B, or, you know, survive from home into hospital so they can get treated and get back to being happy and healthy again.
Yeah, and some pets are so large, people don't know how to move them. We don't know how to handle them when they're ill in a certain place. And I'm sure there are many, many circumstances like expert movement is required. So if you had a pet that had sort of some, you thought, neurology problem, they're having seizures or something, how would the whole process go? You take them to the vet, and the vet might be able to deal with something, but if they think specialist care is involved, what will happen then?
Yeah, a lot of general practice vets are, you know, despite not being specialists, are really good at doing those initial exams. They might do like a neurologic exam as part of their overall exam of the vet.
Yep.
They would then contact one of the local 24-hour specialty hospitals, and there are a number of them across the city and the state and across Australia.
Yep.
And there's probably a handful of centers with those neurology specialists where you could have that pet referred. Book them in to have an MRI, a spinal tap, advanced imaging, even things like spinal surgery or brain surgery, which you would think would be, you know, not a common occurrence, but actually spinal surgery, a really, really common thing that we see, especially in dachshunds and French bulldogs and all kinds of breeds. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, possibly because historical dog breeders have a bit to answer for, maybe. But
I think we would agree with that, yes.
Wow. It's a brave new world. My brother has a dog that's got skin cancer, and it's come up in lumps and they've had them removed, but it's going to keep happening. And it's a challenging, difficult process. And yeah, they need to, cost is an issue for them and decide how far they go with it. But yeah, it's great. Yeah. There are options and there's information, and you need to take that and decide how far you go and what option you take, I guess.
And look, what often the conversations that we have when we go in with these initial consults is people might not necessarily, let's say it's a really bad case, you know, but we're suspecting there's a cancer involved. It doesn't mean that you necessarily go through with the whole treatment plan that might be offered to you.
No.
But having those conversations with an oncologist, just sitting down and knowing what your options are, often be how people process this and how they make informed decisions.
Yes. So they can be, a number of avenues, and you can, and like making your pet comfortable is priority number one, I guess. So,
another specialty that we now have in the industry is actually palliative care, which is exactly about that. And, you know, palliation doesn't necessarily mean, you know, end of life. Palliation just is comfort care, comfort medicine.
Yep, fantastic.
And that can last for years, or it can be for an end of life situation.
Yeah, this is sort of slightly macabre, I guess, for some of us to talk about. But I think the key is get information. You've got to make even though it can shock you a bit. You've got to make better decisions if you get information, calm down, have a think about it, and make an informed choice.
Exactly. And sometimes people end up saving money that way because they keep on going back to their regular GP and kind of exhaust what they're able to offer.
Yep. But they could.
Sometimes it just goes straight to it. It's the way to go.
Yeah. Wow. Gents, thanks very much. That is illuminating and, thought-provoking. I hadn't realised how many vet specialist options there are. But if you've got a pet and you want to know more, go and talk to your local vet now or when something arises.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're here as ReadyVetGo to help if there's ever any pet emergencies in the community.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. We will talk to you next time.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Nick and Chris from ReadyVetGo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.